Music Podcasts.
Back in your ears is the Red Caps Podcast. Dela Marvin signing in.
I go by the name Spekito.
Tambo Brian, aka Pilot Me Too.
I'm Lynn, aka Mama Alicia.
Namba aka ni Mingi.
This motherfucker's birthday is today.
Ah!
Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Spec.
Very dear.
Happy birthday to you.
You are zoo.
Bro, that's it.
I'm going to zoo.
That's
okay,
it.
Animal orphanage, but.
Me, Speco, just remind me to send you 1,000 bop on it.
Remind you.
I never see.
Why do I need to remind you? You send.
I always forget sending.
By the way, remember to talk about me. Plus, sing there, Ju.
Me, I'll never sing for you.
No, you.
Like in a bro, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Let's
manze.
Cheers, manze.
Let's cheers to that, manze. Thanks, manze.
Yeah.
Let's not take it for granted, Manze. It takes a lot for you to make it to a new year.
See, so a lot, far. Like 4 chromes.
Do you know, we are recording on a Saturday because Spekito was turning, how old, bro?
Fuck Verstappen.
Fuck.
But yeah, fuck Verstappen.
Yeah,
fuck Verstappen. But anyway, you turning?
33 megat. So I'm going to
oh, shit,
again.
Man. Fuck Verstappen. No wonder. To my anonymous kid, to my anonymous kid, turning three. Juju, my son, Verstappen. So me, I'm just saying, to my anonymous kid, turning three.
Yeah.
Fuck Ricardo.
Uh-huh.
If you get it, you get it.
Oh.
I don't. Mimi, honestly, haven't gotten it.
When so back in.
I haven't gotten it.
And 2K.
Whoever's listening, probably. What's the major?
Right.
Yeah, man.
But lakini today's spectacular's birthday, bro. I mean,
nashukuru sana mme come through.
We have happened, bro.
Mme come through. Tume happen.
Do you know this guy? Mm-hmm. This guy came to my house. Alini pick up from my house before the podcast. And now I bought the Gilby's size eco almost empty.
Not almost, it's empty.
It's empty. It's already empty.
Yeah.
But lakini there's a plan after it, right?
Yeah.
What's the plan, bro? What do you normally do, bro?
Mbaya unajua hiki tu utekawen. Nikiambia seri like tupatane.
I was going to say sorry, but then it's due tomorrow.
What up with that Tuesday? Wakisikiza episode ni leo watakam like Tuesday.
Do you have a plan? Do you have a solid plan? What's the plan for tonight?
Thirties is not a big deal. So
right.
We just go out.
Uh-huh.
Have some drinks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Make merry.
Make merry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and hopefully some people go with merry.
Right.
I mean, tell you what, change your name to Mary. Change your name to Mary.
Yeah, so you had your plan, Maze.
Bro.
So you're all invited, Maze, to Kapa.
Acha, if at all, listen.
Natoka tukienda.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're going to happen tonight because we love Spec and today is Spec's day. So you have Lazima Tunajibamba. But other than that, welcome, Lynn, to the podcast.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Much.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
I was told that you were bought in a very fast, if I do say so myself, in a very fast car, but... You're the reason why we started the podcast.
I'm any gift. You know, because I'm any gift.
What? Yeah, but then I've gifted him.
What? Yeah, I mean pay a booty.
So much I'm in devil.
I have a story.
No, I have a but it's okay. You enjoy your gift for now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a very nice bottle.
Anytime you're welcome.
Truth of the story, Lynn came in the studio with a bottle.
Yeah.
Let me not say a bottle of what, but now it's Spec's bottle.
It's a bottle of
it's a gift.
It's Spec's bottle.
It's very nice. It's very nice. I like it.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Lynn.
You're welcome.
Thanks, right.
You're welcome.
Lakini Mitambo, it's your, I don't know how many times, the third time, the fourth time.
You've been here for a minute,
my guy.
Yeah, I really hope I'm entertaining.
Unajua, today you have a fresh haircut.
You know.
Do you know, bro?
I knew Anlin is coming over, so.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I knew. Because your mama Alicia is out here, like, ukiangalia IG. Kaushangalia IG yangu, woni Tamil Fanta, bro. So, man, you
mama
know,
Alicia,
I can't listen to it.
Don't Don't fall into the lies, Manze. This guy, if you listen to the previous episodes, this guy is always up in all. Everyone is here. I'm wearing my black label because of. I'm doing this because. But let's be honest, bro. You have a fucking fly haircut. I don't know where did you get it.
Yo, ladies, listening to this, you should see me soonest. Yo, anyway, me I go shave at Kilimani. Me I don't know about you. Man, do you know, like me? Yeah, I've grown up.
When you are a BND,
yo, BND is
still a drink. Oh, it's still Kilimani.
Check it. Me, I've grown up those ends. Right. So, yeah. Inevitably, my baba from when I was a small kid.
Yeah. Ends.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So you know me, I've never cheated on my baba. So.
Haki baba angwa jai toka ngong.
Oh, my
baba niliaza nae. Mimi kwa naishi ngong. Baba mwenye leza nae, baze. But nilimwambia ache kulipisha 20 bob. Mimi ndio mse. Niliambia mse ache kulipisha 20 bob. Apande bei.
Mwaze,
mse amekuwa. Anaitwa Jack, amekuwa 20 bob. Ever since.
Walai.
So ilibidi tu nitoke tu huko
mbali. Walai, mimi na show me kwenye mzee wangu alinipeleka when I started, like, you know, getting my old small chums.
Yeah.
When he gave me pocket money for a whole month.
Yeah.
Or a week, whatever, you know.
Yeah, right.
Kwenye alinianzisha.
Mm.
Me, I stuck to that place to date.
Till date, bro.
But it's something you should never cheat on.
Is your baba. Is your baba.
Mama atajua. Mi by the kane, inaka place mwenye naendanga nikipata hivi, like, akiniona tu, yuli nyolewa. Like you know, place zingine anakach. Like me, a whole story.
Me, let me tell you, it's so different. It's a curse, bro. Cause me, whenever I don't go to this guy,
yeah,
bro, it's a curse. I don't get bitches.
Na kuna kitu.
I don't get bitches, yeah. But when I do, unchikivinyo dema na nyangalia sahi.
How am I looking at you?
No, like, is it true?
How am I looking at you?
Is it the same for women? As in,
do you
cheat to me?
Ah, kuna.
Yeah, imagine, okay, for me, let me speak for myself. Let me speak for myself.
Right.
Speak
for yourself. But unajua kwa nini.
But I know. Yeah. Yes. I
you
know.
Guys cheat.
Okay, yes, I have. No, I'm not cheated.
Goodness, what?
Uh-huh.
But yes, it happens. We cheat. Women, we not cheat like that, but on our salaries.
No.
We're
no.
talking about hair and putting, stuff. We're not talking about.
But let me ask. Hair. Let me ask Alinia. Just chill, yeah? Like, what effect does it have when us guys have like a fresh cut? Is it different or like when is that nikatia can you have a fresh cut or without one?
Always the same guy.
I think it depends.
It depends on where the cut is.
How you look. You might not have a cut, but
you look fresh.
It depends on where
that. Maybe I know without a cut, I don't look fresh, but now with a cut,
being a little bit scandalous. But my baby daddy looks very fresh even without a cut.
Lean, lean. Wambia, it depends where the cut is.
But it depends, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, most scandalous, yeah?
I mean, where the cut is?
Most scandalous.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, moving on.
Never cheat on your baba.
Never cheat on your
never.
Baba.
Never.
Mm. Only baba yako.
There's that guy who's, I don't know, he's been making rounds on the show. So.
Hey.
It's all right.
Kunyo maji, bro.
Kunyo maji.
Kunyo maji, bro.
There's that guy who's been campaigning, Manze, in a Methodist concert.
What's his name, bro?
Is that guy Mutuako? Tseba Tujina.
There's that fella.
Yambogi.
Wajakoya or what?
Wajakoya, bro.
Hey, bro, mumtani. Bamba mbaya.
That guy is trying to be there.
No, but Kenya na Niboni, asi wana mchocha.
Right.
Those are Twitter voters.
Yeah, guys who don't go vote.
Guys who don't go vote.
All right, man. So if at all you don't understand what you're talking about, you're talking elections are coming up.
Yeah.
Guys who want to be
presidents
are doing their thing.
Yeah.
There's that guy who's standing out. I believe the guy is standing out. Because
he's standing out.
Yeah, standing out.
Kwanza for us guys. Yeah. This generation, but you know, like from 30s coming down to
24.
I kind of feel like there's 23 year olds listening.
19
year olds listening.
Alright, so that's what I'm
saying. Okay, fine. Let's say 30s to 19 year olds.
Right.
That's what I'm saying to youth.
Let's just say youth ones, man.
2 to 35
There's like a lot of youth ones,
yeah.
Oh, here listening to, or rather, trying to vote for this guy.
Wajakoya, see what they want to vote.
They're not even legitimate voters.
Exactly.
Just Twitter voters, man.
Yeah.
Why is that guy standing out?
Yo, come on, man. This guy has like 6 degrees
Akura.
Out here.
Oh, he doesn't have 6 degrees
Oh, that's a lie. Yeah, I don't know.
There's nothing.
Oh, it's a lie. But he's standing out because he's a bangi.
I don't know, man, I have no like a very reliable source where I got this information from.
So you just, you get your information from people. You
from
Twitter.
Nibangi. From Twitter. Why he's standing out? Nibangi.
Any bangi. Him.
Me, I'm not just if utangi bangi hata. But me, I'm down for this
nigga. So some bugi yetu hapa hivi sasa. Unu wa Jakoya. The Fibs. Ana wa Jakoya.
Asa hii kuna tisho wameva hapa hivi mandiko wa Jakoya.
Yeah, best yake ni wa Jakoya the Fibs.
Let me tell. Let's put Wajakoya on a pause for a second. Let's talk about our living senator, the man himself, Sakaja Johnson.
Talking about degrees.
Talking about
tomato and the kupos my degrees go anini.
Bana.
degree.
We all went to motherfucking primary school, high school, campus, and everything.
We have photos, we have shit.
We all know that for you to be a president in the 254,
yeah, you have to have at least one degree.
One degree.
Won't say I'm a run fucking 5 years.
But we ought to hang up your makeup a bill a degree. Forget. Like in our nini, Akina YT2s, the Akina Y2s, out of makeup a bill a degrees.
Buddha, like in, you know what? That motherfucker. Played us.
No,
in all honesty.
No, it's the government who's playing him. Because, okay, even Isaki could dive into the politics of it.
Let me tell you guys something, yeah? I used to know Ashore. Like, it's a back then, yeah? I'll call her Miss Anonymous, yeah?
Wait to date Sakaja.
Oh, no, not used to date.
Wait a Miss Anonymous. Wait a Clouds.
Yeah, because Anonymous. Kuna Anonymous is a chukulio jine.
Oh, so jina ni?
Jendo.
Jendo's
gone.
Right, yeah. Bro.
Some IT girl.
Some IT girl.
Because actually, that's what she used to do anyway.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Bro. So, anyway.
Right.
Me here standing as a man, yeah? Me, I know. Kuna dem nishai dishi. Mwenye Sakaja alikuwa nakatia.
Wee.
It was like back in the ends, though.
Wee, Brian coming out.
I'm telling you.
Brian.
Yeah, for a minute or two, yeah? I feel like I'm out there, like, so high and all, yeah? Just for that. Yeah, you at least nick on a degree.
We say the Nasaka.
Wow. You just had to play that card,
yeah, man.
Nikona
degree na lipita na shore wake. But anyway, man, we're not trying to change votes out here. If you're voting for Sakaja, please
do your thing.
Yeah, at least me in me apply masters yangu sahi.
Mm.
So my stepfather.
Si sorry.
Ndo mana demi yake.
Si sorry.
But listen, we are not a political.
We're not being petty.
Yeah, we're not a political podcast.
We are not.
Yeah,
but we have sides.
But we have the guys we want to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone vote to your side.
Make sure you wake up. Make sure you go to the voting booth.
Adela, where are you? You are registered which side?
Like,
where are you voting from?
I'm supposed to vote to Komarock Primary School.
Ah, so any Kasarani.
So many Kasarani area, yeah, right here. Yeah.
Yourself? Wait, yourself?
Oh, Mimi. Yeah. Me Ningong.
Right. Hey, Mimi at a season. Mimi Ningswa Kiambu Road.
Kiambu Road.
The only reason why I'm there is to vote for Kabogo. To advertise or not, Kabogo.
Kiambu Road wapi. Because I'm assuming hakuna lines you can get to.
Hakuna? It has to come. Unajua msema unamsikia.
I am so sure hakuna lines get to. Mnapotia wapi? mnapotea wapi? Si hadi mnaenda Kentwood. Because I am
so
sure.
So the only time I'm on Kiambu ni Kentwood.
Eh, ni Kentwood.
Yo, but tell you what.
I get what you mean. Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm voting for these sides, man.
Yeah.
Me, I love this guy. Is for some bogey? Reason, one or not.
Kila mtu kuna opinion yake.
Mimi napenda tu msee. For one reason or that, me, I just love this guy.
Right.
Kila mtu ana opinion yake. Aya, Lynn.
Personally.
Yeah.
Which feel as me go personal. I don't danganya.
Mimi danganya tu cha ukweli.
Hata danganya.
Aki acha tu niwaambie, si lazima danganye Wajakoya.
Wajakoya.
But then let me tell you, I didn't have sijachukua kura, but nachukua kura because of that.
Jacoya inside.
Yes.
So wait. Yes. Hold up.
Hold up.
You know, thing is, I know she's older than I am. Yeah.
Right.
You're voting, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You're voting, Speko.
Yeah.
Now, she's never voted. Minisha vote before.
Wow. I see where you're going at, bro. I see where you're going at.
Ever. Yeah, I've never voted, actually.
Do you know, there's
judge,
a...
So Twitter votes, man. This goes back to the Twitter votes. Well, I...
No, I'm not a Twitter vote. I'll vote. Like, I will, actually. I want to.
You have to... Wajakoya.
Yeah, for Wajakoya.
To share agreements. Wajakoya inside.
Hey, Wajakoya, if you listen, man, we're down for you.
Wajakoya team.
Team Wajakoya,
man.
Bana, imagine.
Listen,
because
the guy was campaigning, man. Imagine, when you're pulling up to a club, and then there's a fucking presidential candidate trying to ask for your vote at 2 fucking a.m. in the morning.
You give him.
I'm giving
you
him,
give
right?
him. You give him. He's wacky. And
you know how much energy you have at 2 a.m.
Imagine.
Alafu wanze kuambiwe unapanga line 6 a.m. when you're going home. Upangio line na maboys mwingine mukipass drinks hapo kwa line.
Inside, bro.
Hey, bro, you're voting for this guy, bana.
Mad.
Lakini politics has chachad right now.
And it's so different, walai.
It's a bit different because tribal is not tribalist.
No, it's not even there now.
Right.
Like, Del, I don't even know what kabila you are, Spiko, what the fuck, Anlin, Sijui, Mitambo, Brayo. Mini Masai, mini Mkikuyu, mini Mluya. You don't even know.
Basi, let me know this. What does it make? Because there's a story which happened in India. A fucking elephant. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. An elephant went and killed
the elderly
an mama. Elderly woman, yeah. And then when the shuri, when the woman was guys, you can have a commit a shuri. When the woman was being buried.
Hey, goja. Like connecting it to this tribalism story.
Mm.
Was it like some Wachawi things in India?
I'm not even sure, bro. But the woman was apparently killed by an elephant, right? And then her burial is happening on the next day or whatever. Her ashes are being burnt. And then
whatever it is they do. It was her body.
Her body.
Right. So they were just doing chanting, prayers and everything. The same elephant came and kanyagad her. That's the thing. It's so weird. It's so weird.
Stumbled the whole thing.
Because how did it know, like, after 3 days?
How did it know? Do you know, I don't know if you guys watch, what's it called? National Geographic.
Mm. Yeah, because elephants are like the never, most smartest.
They never
mammals.
Forget. That's one.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But Ilijuaje, like, after 3 days.
That you need storage. That something. There was something.
I'm equating
the elephant to the Nairobi 254 shuris. Like, if you cheat on them, they have to revenge cheat. They have to get you back.
That is where the conversation Lazima. Was headed.
No, but
you have to twist it into it.
They never forget.
What happened? If at all you've wronged your shuri, and then you're having a new fight.
Yeah.
Fuck whatever happened huko kitambo.
Yeah.
Lazima ukumbushwe. Yeah. Motherfucker, you did.
Ulinikosea hivi.
Motherfucker, you fucking did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm missing you, manze.
So, Lino, una
but I would blame Shores only, man.
I'm sawingi.
Me, I'd blame guys as well.
Nayo ni ufala.
Apanas, you fala.
Me, I'd blame guys as well. Well, I speak
all. Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's listen to me, Tambo.
For what? Me being one. Who'd you blame me, sorry?
Wejo ngele.
Atani wa show.
You being one,
she's chill and all,
yeah.
But then every mistake she does, I don't address it. I look at it mara ya kwanza, mara ya pili, mara ya tatu, until I do the same mistake. Yeah? And I know when I'm doing it. You come address it to me,
yeah,
bro. I have receipts.
mbaya
mimi nakushow oh so una teta sai eh naweza kushow this date
on
this
the 27th of January
but Brian
2021
no I'm not you're I know petty. There's so many niggas out here like me I'm not petty
no petty yeah,
I'm
no.
attentive
we have learned from the best
I am attentive I'm not petty I am attentive
you're attentive it's not petty
attentive not okay. pettiness
yeah. okay.
don't call it don't ever call it pettiness as niggas
right
if you do what I do
mm-hmm.
yeah it's not pettiness yeah.
right
it's being inaitwa kukua attentive
okay
you see what's going on
whatever she's yeah? doing
you keep it
whatever she's doing let her do it twice you do it thrice
Costa.
She addresses
yeah.
Watch out, Buddha. Do you know what? Me, I'm a fucking agreeing with Brian over here.
Yeah.
Because unajua kosa, si kosa. Kosa ni kurudia.
Kosa ni kurudia.
Kosa ni kurudia.
And then,
but we are anagojadi atati.
Lakini, Goda, just to make it a bit more complex.
That's pettiness asa.
No, Goda, let me make it a bit more complex, yeah? Kosa ni, ukifanya, na haina shida. Yeah? Yeah. Ufanye mara ya tatu
kuna shida.
Ngoja, haina
pili,
shida, haina
pili,
shida. Ya inaweza kuwa mara ya kwanza haina shida.
The
ya pili,
time,
ya
pili no problem.
Haina shida. When you're doing it, you as a guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Third one you doing it, hakuna shida.
Black men.
Right? Ay, black men don't cheat, bro.
Don't even make mistakes.
Yeah?
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
But then
uh-huh.
No, fuck. Actually, it should be the other way around. Man, I'm actually fucking drunk. It should be like, she does it, first time, second, third time, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
She does it.
Right.
You don't cause anything. You do it, yeah? Maybe she nyamazes, because I know Shore is a bit observant.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Shore out here.
Yeah. 3 to 4 business days.
Yeah. Until the second time you do the same shit she did, then she causes... You knowing she's done it 3 times.
But you know what? In one word, am I in there? To sum it all up,
yeah. uh-huh.
Women can't handle the dirt they do to us.
Oh, yeah, they can't.
That's just...
Yeah.
That's
women can't.
That's just okay. factual.
Yeah.
They can't handle, manze. If at all I cheat...
I feel like...
And then she cheats.
I feel like doing a shout out for like an ex back in the days, but... Let me just chill. I don't want to burn out here, but...
They want to be guests.
But you know what? Fuck everything else, eh? You've already fucked up. I've fucked up. Lynn has fucked up. Do you know how do we maybe... Atu plan kuachana. We don't try to break up or type anything of the sorts, right?
Uh-huh.
How do we fucking fix? How do we... Wait,
fix
come
the
back,
shit, yeah?
Cool down things, trying to reconcile and everything.
Yeah.
Let me start.
Mm-hmm.
Me na juu madem. No woman is trying to fix things.
Oh, for sure.
All the shorties want to live. Women are maybe
hey, for sure.
Women are infused. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to move. Like mimi umechoma picha. You fucked up. I want to live.
Yeah.
On to the next shit.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to guys who wanna.
Guys are a bit more
I'm
settled.
Fucked up, but I want
to try like move on to this.
Exactly,
you know?
Bro.
Yeah,
exactly.
Think so.
Exactly, of which message you, because on my part, I fucked up, man. Do you know what? I'm apologetic, I did this and this. Here's your wine. Here are your roses. Here.
I'm trying to do better.
I'm trying to fix.
You know, and if I don't, please call me out on it.
Right.
Right? Aline, okay. Tell us.
Okay. I think the problem with women is kuchochwa.
Kuchochwa.
You find that you tell your friends, okay, this guy did this, this, and this, and then your friends are like, you deserve better. Umse ata sijui nini. Women, we give a lot of details, even when it comes to sex. Nasema, hey, umse ana nikumanga hivi, hivi, hivi.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh shit! Really?
No, for real. Yeah.
Mm.
Holy
that's why you find your own friend anakuja akule chali yako unashanga okay but you give her the information kawaambia umse by the this iko hivi na hivi. So the problem with women is we listen to other women way as in sana.
Mm-hmm.
We won't regard you
women
guys. So a chick will tell you, okay, unajua nini achana umse, he's an asshole, he's
right.
like this, like
yeah.
your mind will feed into your information.
Yeah. And
so,
will you eventually
on it? Yeah. I'm stuck on one thing that Anil said, yeah. Like when you guys are discussing the sex, it goes to like every detail.
Yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
It's
yeah.
motherfucking
yeah.
yeah.
Bro, you know,
yeah.
you know, me, I'm looking at my bodies right now, bro. Me, I'm like, I'm
let
a
me
demo
tell you.
Kwa kibonga.
Let me tell you.
Like,
the ones
so
that
sure
failed, the ones that performed or not performed.
Do you know, yeah, even, like, even the way you moan, a woman will tell, ay, maze, this guy, the way he moans. Aki, I swear. We give too much detail.
Ngoja, ngoja, spec.
Yeah, yeah.
Spec.
I don't moan, I don't moan.
Happy birthday, bro.
I roar.
Bro.
I don't moan.
Bro.
I roar. Bro, listen, bro.
Spec, you know, the only one person you're upset with listens to this. So,
happy.
Remember, Lisa.
Buddha.
That's it.
Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man.
Lakini, happy birthday sex has to be on the fucking table. We all agree. Today, motherfucker has to be laid.
Yo, me,
I know. Liwe liwalo.
Liwe liwalo.
Hey, for me, it's anywhere, but speak wherever you want it. Do your thing, bro.
How'd you fucking roll, bro?
How do I fucking what?
How'd you, like, moan? How'd you moan?
Who moans? Me, I said I roll. Me, I roll. It's possibly when almost the dismount.
Jury house.
When I'm almost dismounting.
What the fuck do you rehearse for this?
Jury house. You don't rehearse. It becomes natural, man. Come, if you're into it, you will roar. But if you're not into it, you will moan.
Right.
Come on, go up on Jew. Come on, go up on Jew, Tamo.
I don't ask you himself going to moan last podcast. Not this one, not the last one.
Then you were there.
I was the one mourning.
You're the one mourning.
We miss can grow anyway, so.
That means our podcast is fine.
Manze, before to digress, sana.
How do you sort,
Manze, your day-to-day beef with your Shori? How do you go about it?
Cause bro, just keep quiet, man. They're always right.
They are always right, bro. No, they're always right. In quotes.
In quotes, bro. Remember, in quotes.
In quotes, by the way.
But whatever you do,
women are always right.
Oje Della, ukikosa na manzi yako, come rant kwangu, bro. Me I'll buy you. Tutaenda tununue quota pamoja, manusu pamoja.
Quota manusu.
Tukunywe vizuri. Just vent out.
Man,
sitakusaidia, but I need to vent.
Exactly. I'm not going to come here, boy. We try to sort.
Bro, ukirudi mtaani.
But we've had a good
time. We tu chill na yeye maze, like uko tunika si umenibongesha bali uko fit sasa hivi ukirudi mtaani yo hata sif ni mimi ulikuwa nakalelesha ingia pale act normal
right
akikwambia umekosea we itikia
it's fine
move on bro
but mummies always have the
jifunze
tu kunyamaza
but exclaimer on this
menika
speko I need to give an exclaimer on this
exclaimer
it has to be the shore that you're wifing up
exactly okay. Not any random.
Yeah, not any other random. Sorry, can you demonstrate? Bring issues.
Exactly. Not any random.
Random.
Not any random. What do you do?
Yeah.
You get?
Yeah. When you're mnashine mtani.
Unanyamaza. Unachukua kenye anasema. You take into consideration.
Yes.
Unachambua. Unapeleka kwa committee. Wanasema okay hapa buda umemess. Hapo menini, after you took a consideration, unarudi, but not umekasirikiwa, hata utumwa, usimwambie hata.
Here's the most painful thing, me not being a dad here.
Yeah.
Because my dad's and mom's here.
Dad and mom's in the house, yeah. Manze.
And here's the catch.
Bro, shout out to the dads.
Especially the dads, boy. Baby, it was Father's Day.
Oh, actually, it's Father's Day this week.
Casual.
Oh, ni kesho.
Nakuja.
Najua kina kwa after my bath. Hey, wiki ni noma. Kesho bado Father's Day.
Doing the thing, yeah.
Bunda. Yeah, man. But I got what you mean.
So anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
My guys out here, if you're doing what you're saying,
right,
it has to be your shore. Like, ule mwenye umesema, nikazaa na huyu.
Yeah.
Sawa. Tutasukuma maisha.
If bad.
Sawa. But any other kuwa kichwa ngumu bro.
Acha ongea aende.
Atarudi.
Atarudi tu. This okay. Constant.
Yeah.
But lakini bagaz
won't say this constant. Yeah.
He is constant, my friend.
Let me raise the stakes.
If this constant, Watarudi.
Let me raise the stakes, right?
Yeah.
You find your partner, I mean your significant other, doesn't match your bedroom skills, right? Let me not. I'm in one word, your sex drive skills. You find your partner, manze. Hey, manze. They don't ride dick as well. They don't suck. They don't eat pussy as well.
Because I'm a
panache. Hey, manze. We're about to start there. Like, how did you even meet?
Because me. What do you mean?
Do you fuck on your second date?
Fuck me. First date, I'll forgive you for not fucking me. I will.
Oh, forgive.
I will forgive you.
Forgive. Oh, guy, forgive.
Oh, yeah. I forgive you.
What?
But second date.
It's the audacity for me.
It has to fucking go down. It has to. I'm spending my money
on
you.
She's spending my money on you to fuck.
Sindio. On a normal day, kwani sizi enda niokote some hoe over there or whatever.
Even ndo kuna kuanga, bro.
And I'm sure for the first date, you need me to use condoms. Yeah,
of course.
So, I don't pay a malaya somewhere out there. You. Exactly. So, difference ni.
Yeah.
Or rather, what's the difference? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You on the first day fucking me and I'm using condoms, and me going out there, you using my condoms on some kashore I've just caught at somewhere in a club. Ama nikena nga smoke kwa inange, lakina wako nanga kwa me hiva mazi.
No, but nasema.
Just saying, ama demo, if you ever try, haja hiva
mazi. Get question ni.
No, siuliza jena jomba.
Ile ufike place, like demo kwa akumach. Like your sex drive.
Yeah.
I mean,
it just doesn't. Exactly.
Sabo na nauliza swali ni, when unapea nangalini? Because sasa kudanganya.
Unapea nangalini.
Because, but then sasa kudanganya, mamas always make the decision.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's always on mamas.
24/7.
Yeah. Always on mamas.
Hata ukiza nude mwana kutaka, eh, atakupesa ile, eh?
Anadai kukupatia.
Yeah.
When always make the decision? Like, say, mate, we meet Leo.
Bro.
Fuck.
But before Lynn goes on, or rather, and Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unazo kuna Lynn wamboi hapa hivyo.
Any hata watu wako. Hata wako wanajua ya manzi.
Anyway.
My shout out.
Mazi. Only best friend yangu though.
Brian.
Yes, Brian.
So anyway, before Lynn goes on,
Yes, me, Brian.
If I take you out on a second date, na usigawe. Oh, trust me, you, we're not going on a third one.
For real.
So, Lynn, when do you give it?
I Lynn Tombe.
Like, it depends.
Like the third date.
Kuna watu
unaweza pay the first date. Kuna watu unaweza pay the third. Ama kuna wasi tu unawali don. Ato wapi. Unawali don tu for your own benefit, but a wapi.
Holy shit.
What do you mean for your own benefit?
It's the truth. See, you benefit from eating food. And going to nice places. And it's of you too. I'm just being honest.
But ni chakula tu.
If I was to take you on a date right now, would you fuck me the same day?
Oh my god,
Brian!
Oh my god, Nini, so I'm winning it out here,
Brian.
Winning it.
I'm going to DM.
Because the thing is, with men, Brian, it's different.
Yeah, to DM.
It's different.
Right. So, lakini, I feel like, bro, it's not a must that you're the one who's spending on the first, I'm a second, I'm a third date.
Oh no, the first date.
Fuck whoever is spending.
No, the first date, I feel like guys are always like approaching shores.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a guy approaching a shore, the first date, pay for it.
What if the shore wants to pay for the first date?
Yeah. At least the first date. And hear me out, guys. Guys, don't not make a mistake here. The first date, pay it.
Or as I listen, if you're listening right now and you wanna pay for the first date, as a shorty man said, listen, this is your time to hit us in our DM and let us know that our vibe is motherfucking different.
But rule is rule in Akwanga.
First date, bro.
No, it's yet a first date.
No, the rule is whoever asks you out, can I rewrite? No.
Leave alone our friendship here. Yeah, it's our shiny booty. Nikas Jake by booty pia.
Leo numero.
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 Leo numero. See, I'm not Nikas Jake spent on her. Like, yes, I agree. You have spent on me.
Easy patanisho. Easy patanisho.
Chicky. Thing is, this is different because we're just friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get what you mean.
We're homies, yeah. Yeah. Me, I'm talking about this nigga out there. Yeah.
Right.
Who is about to meet a shore.
Mm-hmm. On the first
the first date, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, bro, pay for it. You get some respects out of paying for the first date.
I get
the first
date.
Then you see
tell me if I'm
I get
right
what you mean.
Tell me from right
you're
to
right,
wrong.
But what we are saying, whoever, even us, we shoot our shots anyway. But if I shoot my shots,
you'd expect the nigga to pay for the first
date. No.
Okay,
no,
fine.
No.
It would be good if he did.
Maybe my age allows me not come to let so the guy pay.
Any time
is a kuya,
na
nini zamani, let me tell you, if I was 22 or 23, sawa, the guy will pay, but sai nile.
You can handle your fucking
you can do it.
Like, we get a place where you mepike sabu yako.
Sindio, nisibaki hapo nimezuba.
Fucking hell, man, I wish kuna msea konele kamera ya The Matrix.
Kuneleza mesio.
Nisla shoot day mani sahao, mse, and peleke day to say.
Bali, nileweo story yako.
Mse, economy sai, bro.
Can you agree that if at all you're sure it allows you for you to pay for the date, as in the one who's paying for the date,
you better lay that pipe.
You better lay that that Cindy fucking pipe.
Yeah. For me, I agree.
Every cent. So that means can he 3-5?
Me, the only thing I always say is the only thing I always say is as a guy, go out there, spend for the first date. But the second date, akikuita, it's on her. Ukimuita, just cut a sim, man. Be a gentleman.
Right.
I'm getting
okay.
Yeah?
I'm
go
getting
spend on her if you like her and all. Yeah.
I get what
try
you mean.
Iki umane me umane. Don't even count it.
As we
if she ever calls you on a second date,
yeah,
she is the one paying for it, bro.
Yeah. So
call him Bamba kwa date yako like you asked her for a date. And I feel like this is the norm.
Beba,
madem wengine mnapeleka made tu kivi hata wana access kusikiza podcast
wazee.
Siongee vibaya but yo my is fucked.
Do you know as we wrap up the podcast, I wanna throw out a random question out there. Do you feel like as men, Mimi, Speck, and Bran, you'll be submissive if at all you're in love? Mm-hmm. By submissive means the Shuri will lick everything. She'll eat everything. She'll let you do everything. That's all I'm trying to... Do you believe... You have
submissive means doesn't mean like she'll lick everything.
Kwani, what does submissive mean?
Wait. Are we talking about the physical bit of it or what?
Men shouldn't be in.
Yeah, me I'm saying as a... For
or
you
shouldn't
to,
be... As in...
Have you ever been eaten? Right.
One thing is I eat.
Let's end the podcast.
I eat.
Let's end the podcast.
Man, Maliza.
Let's end the podcast.
Round it up,
man. Round it up, man.
Lynn,
Have you ever eaten?
You see what I'm trying to say? As men, you have to be fucking submissive.
Wow, honest, man.
Hey,
round it up, man.
Round it up.
I think all men have tried that. Which man?
Let Lynn speak.
Or rather, which
see, it's
man
not,
has?
Imagine, let me tell you. It does not make you less of a man.
It does not!
Which position?
One thing.
Which position as a guy
it depends.
Is a most appropriate?
What you want being?
Legs.
Because there is no way unaweza kuwa like
missionary,
all positions.
Missionary is better than
Bro, listen. Shout out to Lynn.
Oh my God, man.
There is no
We figured that out. There is no position out a car, bitch.
But let me tell you, that's your business. In the
exactly.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
It's your business. Hey, that's your business. Shit, but if it's nice, if you enjoy sex with your mama like that, that's then it's okay.
But me, just tell you, which accept. Position is the most appropriate?
I think guys. Missionary. Missionary is better. Imagine.
Fuck hi.
Listen, like, on your force. That's
me. Me. On your my force.
Yes, I'm at you. I love even on a kuanga.
Listen. Labra kana vukafence. But, you know,
anyway, guys.
All the guys listening, let me just tell you, you have to be fucking submissive. Lazima kumependa huo mdemu wako. You have to be in love on a different level, bro.
Ndoguliwe.
Ndoguliwe.
That's like some say. That's like a very, very insecure areas, man.
Alright, sir. Lakini ukweli, as we wrap it up. The alcohol is kicking in. Manze, as we wrap it up. Do you feel Kwenda? Let me wait. Hold that thought for a minute, eh? Do you feel like if you are talkative, right? As the guy, will you approach a shawty who's more talkative like you or the one who's more quieter?
If I'm talkative.
Yeah, you're a talkative nigger, you're a talkative ninja.
Myself, to be honest.
Would you prefer like you'd approach a shawty who's talking the same as you? Yeah. Ama ule mwenye ame chill.
Preferably, I'd prefer a shawty who didn't talk that much because I know in person, bro, I don't talk that much.
Right.
Well, unless we're drinking and stuff, yeah? Right. But on a normal day, unless we're chilling, bro, I barely talk. You've chilled with me.
Right.
Muko admitulia mbaya.
So you prefer the shawty who's...
Yeah, me, I prefer a talkative shawty. Always.
What do you think, Lynn? You, are you a talkative person? Yeah, I think
yeah,
you are.
I think
judging by the... I think you are. So what's your type? The guy who's talking, I'm the guy who's quiet. Take your time.
Quiet.
The guy who's quiet.
No, I don't know. I really don't know. Okay, don't be too quiet then.
What do you mean by...
I want to have a conversation with you. But sazingine, yes, I'll talk, but you can just respond.
But you prefer to be the most talkative.
Yeah, of course, definitely. Right. I prefer to be the most talkative. A talkative guy, no. It's
kind of
weird, man.
It's a bit.
All right, so a guy who's in a podcast, no, because I believe Sisi wanted to come up because
we are. So lean up our team, say.
I'm not going to talk clean.
Bro, are you not a talkative guy?
I'm not a talkative.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Buddha.
I don't believe.
No, for real, by the
way. I don't believe you.
Okay, ni baroko inje.
We met today.
Simtona leo. I am not a talkative guy.
No, but yeah, but podcast.
I usually believe because me wife be talkative. But we usually believe in the opposite attract. So we can be all
agree
talkative.
Hey, but if both of you are talkative,
that's not going to be like, hey,
man, I'm
going to exactly. So let's make opposite attract. So let's make a balance. Balance.
Shout out to all the guys who think that these guys are fucking lying because I'm dating a shawty who's talkative and I believe I'm a talkative guy.
Why are you talkative?
Me ni msemo ya bonga.
If you guys know Della personally, walai, wojijui.
Wojijui.
Wojijui, bro.
Maliza podcast, bas. Maliza, tuone tujueka wewe ni talkative.
Lynn, has been a pleasure having you.
Manze.
Let me know, what do you do on your weekend? Fuck your weekdays. Fuck all what you do on your weekdays. What do you do on your weekend? Because today is Specs' birthday.
I hope you turn.
What do you do on your weekends, right? On a Friday after
Wambe, we are recording on 18th
let's
June.
Let's talk about a Saturday because I feel like sometimes Friday to let out.
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself. Yesterday I was out. I mostly hung out with my friends.
Right.
And drink like this. Yeah.
Aya, so man, it's been a pleasure. Nice. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast.
It's nice being here.
Me too, pilot. Also, yeah, well, man, I think it's your third. I'm a fourth.
I'm
a
third or fourth. Even
I don't
fourth.
Know.
I'm even sure,
I don't
man.
Know, bro. Like it's a pleasure having you,
yeah,
man.
For sure, man.
Always a pleasure. We love man, your haircut. Hey,
Shukran. Oh, Short is listening to this.
Yeah.
Short is listening to this.
Listen, the Red Cups podcast is what you've been vibing to. Della Marvin man. Is my name, signing out.
I go by the name Spekito.
Pilot me too, Brad Mitambo.
Mama Alicia.
Mama Alicia, a.k.a.
Lynn. This time it's the other way around. Lynn.
Highlight of the episode. Happy birthday, spectacular. Thanks, guys. We love you, Manze. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast, bro.
Thank you, Manze.
Until next time, this has been the Red Caps Podcast. Adios.
Amigos.
Music Podcasts, the home of podcasts in Kenya.